So we're up to Siman Tof Dalid. Tof Dalid. We're up to the Ramah. Let's start from the Ramah. Page 538. Siman Tof Dalid. Seif Aleph in the Ramah. Hagah. The Ramah says, V'im hu safik im hu l'malo mi'asor lo. As Linan Lakula, if you're on a ship and you don't know, and you do not know if you are, if the ship is more than 10 tefachim above the water. Obviously, in those days, they traveled very shallow waters. What's 10 tefachim? 10 tefachim is a joke. It's nothing. And you're not even sure if it's 10 tefachim, not 10 tefachim. So, therefore, in that case, you can go Lakula, and the Nafkamin over here is, can you travel more than the Yavatchum? If Shabbos begins and you are. And the ship is traveling, have you established a tchum? So the answer is no. As long as you're in the ship, and the ship is above 10 tefachim, there's no tchum l'mala mi 10 tefachim, and you can continue traveling and indefinitely. So as long as you, but once you know that you have a tchum, but if you know for sure that you are within 10 tefachim, then you're in a lot of trouble. Because once you are within 10 tefachim, that means you have established your tchum in that location when Shabbos begins, and then if the boat travels far away, you're not allowed to get off the boat pretty much. Because once you get off the boat, because where is your tchum? Your tchum was 2,000 amos way back, all the way back, because when Shabbos began, you were within 10 tefachim. If when Shabbos begins, you are within 10 tefachim from the ground, you're anchored. That's where your tchum is. You have a radius of 2,000 amos, or a square of 2,000 amos in all four directions. If the boat now travels far, far away, that means you have left your tchum. If you have left your tchum, you can't walk more than, you can't get off the boat. You can't go more than dalid amos. But if when Shabbos begins, you're not within 10 tefachim, you're above 10 tefachim from the ground, the water is more than 10 tefachim deep, then you have not established for yourself a tchum. When will you first establish a tchum? When the boat first comes to port. When the boat comes to port, you now come within an area of 10 tefachim, that's where you have established a tchum, and now you can first begin to walk from there on Shabbos to 1,000 amos. So if you do not know, you can be makel. Hagah. Vimhu safik imhu lamala measara lo azin lakula. Vim kvar yotzal paim imram shapaga blamata measara. Well, here he reviews. Well, let's say when Shabbos begins, you are definitely within 10 tefachim, and you have established a tchum, and now you've traveled more than 2,000 amos in that location. The imloi rak arba amos mikol makom. So now, when the ship comes to port, you are outside the tchum, because you have already established your tchum way before. You're not allowed to walk more than dalad amos mikol makom. Let's say im tsaruch lot says min asfina mikach geshavim shoydim alav. The boat has come to port, and now the boat is a very primitive boat. There's no cabins down below, and now it begins to pour, and you have no choice but to leave the boat and to go into shelter on dry land. Or it's scorching hot, heat wave. If you don't get off the boat, you're going to die from dehydration. You have no choice. You have to go off the boat to Besakise. So now you're really doing something that you should not be doing, because you are not allowed. You're outside your tchum. Your tchum was 10 miles before. And it shot when it was Bein HaShemashos, the boat was in shallow water. It was less than 10 tefachim. So you have established your tchum, island number one. You're along the Caribbean islands. Okay, there are a lot of islands there. Let's see, I will number them. You're island number one. That's where you were Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos. You were within 10 tefachim. You've established your tchum there. And now the captain would all of a sudden just pulls the boat out of the port and starts traveling. He travels 25 miles, and now you find yourself, Shabbos morning, you find yourself island number 5. So you're not really, you're not allowed to leave the boat, because you're outside the tchum. You're 25 miles outside your tchum. You're not allowed to leave the boat. But you have no choice. You have to leave the boat because it's pouring rain, or it's very hot, or you have to go to the Beis HaKisei. The Beis HaKisei don't work on the boat. So what are you going to do? So you leave the boat, you go into the city. Now when you go into the city, since the city is one big city, and it's surrounded with walls, so it's considered to be one big, all there a lot of homes, the whole city has the status of one big Dalet Amos. Ideally, you shouldn't leave the boat.
because the boat really is your Dalet Amos. But once already you have to leave the boat and go into another enclosure, so that enclosure has the status of one of the Dalet Amos. What?
Say, once you're there, you're there.
Once you're there, you're there. As long as you got there, beheter. If you got there to a year.
The 10th is that when you leave Beinah Shemassos? Or is it any time?
Any time during your travel, if you come into shallow water,
even for a second.
Yeah, even for a second. That's what it says in the Mechaber above. And I just rarely ran through very quickly in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says Beferish. Any time, if you start out, let's say you start out Arab Shabbos, Spanish Mosque, in your Atlantic Ocean, like there are miles of water below. But then at some point in time, in the middle of the night, you come to extremely shallow waters where it's less than 10 tefachim. At that moment, you get a ton. The first moment that you come into a situation where you're within 10 tefachim from the ground, kicks in. You have a ton. And now, if you go 2,000 amos past that point, you're outside your tchum. You're now allowed to leave, you only have dalet amos. What's dalet amos? Your enclosure. The ship is your enclosure. You can't leave the ship. But if you're forced now off the ship for other reasons, because of all these reasons over here, so those are permitted because you have no choice. So now you take upon the new dalet amos of where you're off the boat and you're on a desert island. So then you can't walk more than dalet amos in the desert island. But if you're off the boat to go to the Beis HaKisei, and the Beis HaKisei is in a big metropolis, so now the whole city becomes your dalet amos because you
get back on the ship.
No, you can't go back on the ship.
Sometimes the capital says,
right.
We're here for 2 hours.
Right, you can't go back on the ship. So that's why it's very complicated, these cruises. It's very, very complicated. So now already, you go on a kosher cruise, they have this all worked out for you. They have all the halakhas supposedly all worked out. Not all the time they all worked out. Not all the time it's all the chathil, b'dievitz. But they tell you what to do. I really am Neil. I should have prepared for this more. Download some articles. I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff on this. All the halakhic issues are going on kosher cruises. Because all the kosher cruises say, ruba de ruba, if you look carefully in the Jewish press, they're not... the whole boat's not kosher.
No,
it's a teeny mashahu. They rent a teeny little teeny section. They bring lipa. It's all the whole.
So when they travel on Shabbos, though.
So they travel on Shabbos. Yeah, they do all these things. So is a lechatchila, but yeah, it's sometimes it's better than others. Sometimes they work it out. They work it out where it's everything is glatt. Everything is glatt kosher, and sometimes. They don't work it out so well. So you have to read the fine print. You have to read. I remember my father, somebody used to ask him. They used to want to go on these cruises. It's a big thing today. You have to experience life. The full experience that includes going on a cruise. It's supposed to be a very good experience, that's what they say. I don't know. But it's a big industry. There must be something to it. Okay, what's the name of that new ship? There's a new, what's the big new ship? What's the Tezav that we have today? Chugas HaGoyim. It's a different derech.
Later.
A different derech in Avodas Hashem. A different derech. Is it derech b'yam? It's the whole Gemara. Derech b'yam. Right, Axelrod's mantra is different derech in Avodas Hashem. Or a different derech, period. Let's go further. So I should talk the kind of soul because little little have the color car ambush we him the all the cave the all. Once you've entered, you've entered. Once you've got it, once you're in, you're in. The ayin come on simen tavav ayin el simen reish samach vav mishurech v'derech v'choshchul be'er Shabbos ketsiyas. That's someone's drawing going like this. This is reish. This goes way back. This is reish samach vav. That's hilchah Shabbos. That's hilchah gimel. The laws of what happens when you're in Shabbos. So a lot of the laws of here going on the ship are related to the laws over there. Okay. Let's maybe just look at one Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah Tezvav, just at least part of it. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tezvav Vim Yokvar Yotza Rotza Loimar Shapoga B'Mokom. Here's your case. Here's the case that you mentioned before. Rotza Loimar Shapoga B'Mokom Mechel Lamata Miasot Tvachim Mekonosham Shvisa. Let's say during your traveling the whole Friday night, and somewhere along the line Friday night you come across very shallow waters where you're within Tvachim V'Shachim Yosam Yalpayim, and now we just explained with the Mechaber and with the Rambam says, and now, so middle of Friday night, you came to near you that you were within 10 tefachim, so you were kodesh shlis. And now, during the rest of the evening, you're traveling many miles, so you're way past your tchum. Dimin hadin ein loy rak arba amos. So min hadin, you're not allowed to leave the ship because you're outside the tchum. You can't go more than 4 amos. Kedin yatzo chutz tchum de'afilu be'oynes ein loy rak arba amos. Even if you're an oynes, you can't walk more than dalat amos. Even if you were taken out of the tchum against your will, you can't walk more than dalat amos. Afilu hachi, even though lechatchila you should not leave the ship because you're outside your tchum. Imachmas oynes nichnas besoichu irbu keftes mechitzas. But if now for any reason that you have no choice, you have to leave the ship and enter into mechitzas, into a big fancy airport lobby, or some type of massive port with walls, or in a city with walls, or a city which has homes that are closely connected to each other. Nechshav loy kol ir ka'arba amos kedin hoitziu akum v'nasnu b'sechim u'keves mechitzas b'simin tov. Hey, that's the next simin. V'im lo yatzo chus el paim rak shakol sa midasa b'chatzi ho'ir. Okay, that's another halach. But let's say you didn't leave. That's another halach which goes back a little chazara. Let's say in the middle of the night, you came, the ship traveled over shallow waters, and you were kind of shvisa, and then the ship only traveled 1,000 amos more and came to port. So now how many? So you're still within the tchum. You're still, so this goes back to what we learned before. In that situation where you're still within your original tchum, you're not allowed to walk the entire city. It's a very strange halacha that when you go outside of the tchum and you can't travel more than dalat amos, the whole city is considered to be your one big dalat amos. But if you're still within your original tchum, even though it comes to the end in the middle of a city, you can't walk the entire city. You only can walk half the city until where your tchum ends. So chiddush, that's halacha. That's what we learned before. But v'im lo yatzo chutz al paim rak shekol sim das mechatzu yer ein rishai leilich rak amakam shekol sim midasai. Okay, so that pretty much. Then he points at one more halacha where it's a 2-day yomtiv, not 2-day yomtiv. It's Shabbos yomtiv. This is general halacha where Shabbos and then, let's say you have 2 days in a row, Shabbos and then Yom Tov. So the tchum that you had for the first day is not the same tchum for the second day. In other words, like this situation, Habab Yom Tov mechutz l'tchum l'mokam shepaga l'mata mi'asara. So let's say it's Yom Tov. First comes Yom Tov. Friday is Yom Tov, then a Shabbos. Thursday. When you were Thursday evening, meaning the beginning of Thursday evening, when Shabbos, when Yom Tov began, Yom Tov begins Thursday night. So you're on a ship, you're on a ship, and you're in shallow waters Thursday night. So that means you're koine shvisa, when Thursday night, island number one. Island number one, you docked in shallow waters Thursday night. And then the ship departs out to sea Thursday night and travels many, many miles. And you find yourself now Friday morning, you dock at island number five. You're many miles outside your tchum. So what's the law? The law is you're not allowed to leave the ship. Why can you leave the ship? Because you're outside your tchum. But you're an oynis. I'm an oynis, so I'm allowed. I have to go to the Beis HaKisei. I go into the city. Once you go into the city, you can walk the entire city. Can you walk outside this? Can you go for a stroll outside the city 2,000 hours? Absolutely not. You're outside your tchum. You only can travel the entire city itself, because the city itself is enclosed within walls. But you're not allowed to go for a Shabbos walk outside the city because you're already past your tchum. You're past your tchum many, many miles away, 25 miles away from aisle number one. You're in aisle number five. You got off the ship because you had no choice but to get off the ship. So you're in the city. The city is considered to be your dalat amos, but you're not allowed to leave the city and go for a walk outside the city even one moment, even one inch. And now, now what happens? And now it's Shabbos. It's now Friday evening, it's Shabbos. So the question over here is, do we say that Shabbos is a continuation from Friday? And just like Friday, this is where you were limited to walk only within the city because of your circumstance on Friday, and now when it comes Shabbos, it's the same exact thing. No! Shabbos is a new day. When Shabbos begins, where are you Kodesh Shlitza? In this city. If you're Kodesh Shlitza in this city, you can walk from the boundary of this city, 2,000 Amos, in any direction from the city itself. Because Shabbos is considered a new Shlitza. The Shlitza you had for Yom Tov has no effect on the Shlitza you're going to acquire for Shabbos. That's the last line. Habab Yom Tov, Michutzutchom, Mimokoim Shepoga. In the place where you milamata me'asara, mikol mokim b'shabbos shala acharav, mutol l'leches alpay mimokim shoyim heit. The Shabbos v'yom tov shtei kedushos hein. It's a new kedusha. It's 2 days. Or mishum achana in boim mishum isrim. There's no din of achana one to the other. Because neshisa kevon the loy avad loy midi be'ad. You didn't do anything to prepare in advance. That you just passive. So you get a new shvisa for Shabbos, and you can walk from the city of Shabbos 2,000 Amos in any direction that you want. Okay, that concludes Tuf Dal, and now we go to Tuf Hey. Right. Me, yeah. Okay.
This whole thing of ten tefachim,
yeah,
and shalom is not real, because no boat now comes in
today, an hour today. Remember what happened? That's so long ago, and there was a crazy captain.
Italy.
The boat turned over.
Italy.
$1 billion boat.
You can't, there's no such thing. We have a concept of a deep sea port. In other words, certain ships can't come in.
So we're dealing in ancient times, the very shallow, small little boats.
The ruler, yeah, that ancient times.
He was Einach Nami. That's what we spoke yesterday. We spoke about the Shemos. Who today flies in the air by the Shem Hashem? That was his approach. He stayed where you. Yeah.
Is the reverse truth too? You started off saying Shabbos and then God.
Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Reverse. Absolutely true. It's two kedushas. Okay, but I thought you were asking. You remind me. I wanted to do this. I thought you might look at number 12 in the Deer Show. I thought this is what you wanted to ask me. Look at number 12 in the Deer Show, on the left side. Number 12. Ve'im hasfina hoisa lamata me'asara. The bow was less, but the person is sitting on. You know, I mean, that's how it is today. Yeah, even if your bow is in shallow water, you're way up there. Okay, you go down to the basement, the engine room, and who knows what's down there, the storage, and all the rats and rodents. Right, you talk about a bus. Why not talk about a scene? Talk about a bus and a car. On a bus, for sure, you're sitting above 10 tefachim from the road. And a car, are you? Probably you are.
Not mine.
What? Not a go car. Go car. What? Go kart. A go car, not. But in a regular automobile, I don't know. You're very close.
10 tefachim
from the ground. What?
Depends on how old the automobile.
See, you're not.
Maybe less than 3 feet up.
3 10 tefachim.
40 inches.
Don't you have Maserati?
I don't know. In a minivan. I don't know, you have to go look at a minivan for sure, and a bus for sure, but let's see what it says. Do we say that since it's easy for you to walk on the deck of the ship, it's as if we attach you to the ground, and since the bottom of the ship is within 10 tefachim, so it's as if you're also within 10 tefachim. Or not, maybe not. We look at exactly where you're located. Maskenas tevav shemshas hatzoch yes to smach al devi hamatim. Smach leikis, like everything else, smach leikis. Some say yes, some say not. What? Matirim. You can be makel. This the laws of tchumin are midrabanan. So generally speaking, we're very makel when it comes to laws of tchumin. When you get past yud beis mil, already then that's already a shaila more of a deraisa. And then with number 4, that's not so partially makel when it comes to more than yud beis mil. But on water is different, because even water, it's aimed. That's another leniency, because even more than yud beis mil over water, it's not doime ledigle midbar. So that's going to be an exception. Okay, let's go for it. Let's go to the next siman. Siman Tov Hey. Okay, these are very short halachas, one after another. Misha yatsa chus at chum afilu amachas. Person leaves the chum even one ama. Lo yikones liyos kibinehu ir. You stuck. That's it. You're finished. You go for a Shabbos stroll, and you walk on the mountain somewhere, and you realize you're even one ama outside the chum. Lo yikones liyos kibinehu ir. You stuck. Ve'en lo yela arba amas me'an midas raglav luchutz. You only can travel four amos outwards. You're stuck there for the remainder of Shabbos. You have to sit and camp out until Shabbos over. You're not allowed to walk back. Let's look at the Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Berurah Beis. Me'amidas raglav luchutz. Avo letzad penim klal lo. So you're now 2,001 amos. That's where you are. It's marked on the ground. They have markers on the ground. Like, you know, the miles on the highway? Mile... so-and-so, so make believe you're in a Jewish state and they have markers for the Amos. Yeah, 2001, so you would say, what's the big deal? From 2001 Amos, I get four Amos. And we learned way back, you really get eight Amos. You have four Amos in each direction, we learned. One opinion, we learned these halachas. So I can go back, I'm at 2001, I can go back four Amos, backwards. So I can bring myself into 1,997. Because I'm only one arm out. And once you can go back in, the Tchum, we're going to learn, if you can go back in somehow, so you're safe. You have no problem. So why can't... No, that's what it says over here. If you find yourself at 2001, you're not allowed to go back that one arm into the Tchum, even though you can walk four amos, but you can't walk four amos backwards. Aval etzad penim klal lo. Di'afte bevadeh l'kul yamo yochel levar harba amos sholeh l'chol tzad sheyir tse. Even though generally, if you find yourself outside the Tchum, so you can choose... which direction you want your four amos? We hold eight amos, but like, let's go according to the tree that's machmir. They only have four amos. So what does it mean you have four amos? So it means you're in the center, two amos to the left, two to the right, two back, frontwards, and two backwards. Or you can say, I'm now outside the tchum, so I will consider myself to be at the edge of the four amos. So I can go four amos about the center. You can put yourself, you can draw a box. Basically, when you find yourself out of the tchum, draw a box 4x4. And you can draw the box wherever you like. You can put yourself in the middle of the box. You can put yourself at the end of one side of the box. So if that's the case, if I find myself one ama outside the tchum, let me draw the box in a way where the box, I'm in the middle of the box, or I'm on the extreme end of the box, and the inside of the box overlaps with the inside of my original tchum. So once I can walk into the original tchum, I'm home safe. I can go back into my tchum. Not in this case. In this instance, since you've already trespassed one ama outside the tchum, nearer kibore ha'ama arba amos minul hala, automatically it's as if your arba amos has been selected on the outside. You've shown which direction you want to go. If you have eight amos, so the same rules apply, but just you have more space. He disagrees. So he holds that since you really do have eight amos, okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, since going to the Ramah you have eight amos, that means that you're at least in the center. If you're in the center, you can walk back three, so you're still safe. Only time you're really in trouble is if you leave the Tchum 2,004 amos. Once you get 2,004 amos, then you're really stuck. Another leniency, even according to the Mechaber, that says if you escape one ama, it's too late. That's only if you went out b'nezit. But if you went out b'shoigeg, then we're going to allow you to draw the box backwards to bring you backward inside your tchum nivchon. Zem, we know the kevin sheyesh l'rishos lach so la l'chumay chosh ki lo yatzel klal min atchum b'harayhu kibnei. We have a kol shekein in yatzel levar mitzvah. Certainly, if you don't levar mitzvah, the mutal lach so techet chumay misham liyah ki kol shlo yatzel b'chutz atchum ar hamas. Case over here, basically two yisaitas. Let's review things outside. Number one. If you leave the tchum of the city, so if it's done b'mezid, so according to the mechaber, when you're outside the tchum, you only allow a box of four. That's it. You're finished. Even one amma outside, you cannot go backwards. According to the Ramah, that generally holds that if you find yourself outside the tchum, you're given a box of eight, then you can go backwards. That's the first yisod. Second, you saw, even according to the Machaber that's Machmir, that says that if you go outside even one amma, you're stuck because you only have a box of four and you have to draw the box outwards, you can't go backwards. That's only b'mezid, but b'shoigeg, you can go backwards until you walk out more than four. Alright, that's Aleph. Hey, let's do one more halacha. Let's say one foot was in the tchum and one was outside the tchum. You are allowed to come back inside. Let's see. So only one foot. Let's see over here the Ramah. Yikanes. Why Yikanes? The basa ruboy shadinon. They came the lohavi ella ragli achas. Since only one leg went the tchum, chutz the tchum. Adain ruboy b'sar. Since the majority of the body from the tchum. Therefore, nichnas, you can come back and say lefi mashu kas tam dolel diyesh l'shir arba amos kutz l'tchum. According to the opinion that we said that you have four amos, gam zeya dinim yotza ide oynis raglach atzchu toich adayin b'sar arba amos l'tchum chashik l'adayin lo yotza. We apply this across the board. Any time that you find yourself in a situation where you're just going over the tip of what the halach allows, as long as one foot is still in the good side, is still on the other side, you're allowed to return. All right, we'll stop here.